Little Book of Gucci by Karen Homer. The founding of Gucci, a legacy of luxury. Gucci, one of the oldest and most revered Italian fashion brands, was founded in Florence in 1921 by Guccio Gucci. This humble beginning marked the start of a journey that would elevate Gucci to the pinnacle of Italian luxury. Guccio Gucci's vision was clear: to create opulent luggage for Italy's wealthy and fashionable upper classes. His dedication to quality and craftsmanship laid the foundation for what would become an iconic brand. Guccio's early days involved working as a porter at the Savoy Hotel in London, where he was exposed to the luxurious lifestyles of the elite. This experience instilled in him a deep understanding of what the wealthy desired: high quality, stylish, and durable luggage. Upon his return to Florence, Guccio opened a small leather goods shop, selling saddles, bags, and other leather items. His commitment to using only the finest materials and his innovative designs quickly gained him a loyal clientele. The Gucci signature, a symbol of elegance. One of the most recognizable elements of Gucci is its signature print: the dark brown diamonds on a tan background, the interlocking G logo, and the red and green stripe. These motifs have become synonymous with Italian luxury and have endured through the decades, transcending fleeting fashion trends. The Gucci print is more than just a design. It is a symbol of elegance, sophistication, and exclusivity. During World War II, Gucci faced significant challenges due to the scarcity of leather. However, Guccio's ingenuity led him to produce canvas bags with the Gucci logo printed on them. This innovative solution not only allowed the company to continue producing luggage, but also created an iconic design that would become a hallmark of the brand. Dress, the golden years, Tom Ford, and the 1990s aesthetic. The 1990s were a transformative period for Gucci, thanks largely to the creative direction of Tom Ford. Appointed as the brand's creative director in 1994, Ford brought a new era of glamour and sensuality to Gucci. His designs epitomized the loush and mischievous aesthetic of the decade, making Gucci a household name among fashion enthusiasts. Under Ford's stewardship, Gucci's runway shows became spectacles of daring fashion, featuring models in provocative outfits that pushed the boundaries of style. The brand's signature items, the belt, the bag, the loafer, were reimagined with a modern twist, appealing to a new generation of consumers. Ford's tenure at Gucci was marked by unprecedented success, with the brand experiencing a resurgence in popularity and becoming a cultural phenomenon. Chakrabar, family dynamics and corporate challenges. Gucci's history is not without its challenges, particularly when it comes to family dynamics. The Gucci family was known for its internal conflicts and power struggles, which often affected the direction of the company. Aldo Gucci, Guccio's son, played a crucial role in expanding the brand globally, but also faced legal troubles that tarnished the family's reputation. The 1980s saw the rise of Maurizio Gucci, Aldo's nephew, who attempted to modernize the brand, but faced significant resistance from within the family. This period was marked by financial struggles and creative stagnation, threatening the very survival of the brand. However, the appointment of Tom Ford and later Domenico De Sole as CEO marked a turning point, steering Gucci back towards its roots of luxury and innovation. Tracht, the modern era, Alessandro Michele and the new Gucci. In 2015, Alessandro Michele took the reins as Gucci's creative director, ushering in a new era for the brand. Michele's vision was to blend romance and toughness, creating a unique aesthetic that resonated with contemporary audiences. His designs are characterized by a mix of vintage elements, bold colors, and eclectic patterns, which have redefined Gucci's identity in the 21st century. Under Michele's direction, Gucci has become a beacon of inclusivity and diversity, celebrating individuality and self-expression. The brand's runway shows are now spectacles of creativity, featuring models of all ages, sizes, and backgrounds. This shift has not only revitalized Gucci, but also made it a leader in the fashion industry, appealing to a broad and diverse audience. Turf, legacy and impact. Gucci in fashion history. Gucci's impact on fashion history is undeniable. From its humble beginnings as a leather goods shop to its current status as a global luxury brand, Gucci has consistently pushed the boundaries of style and innovation. The brand's signature items, the belt, the bag, the loafer, have become timeless classics, transcending fleeting trends and remaining central to Gucci's identity. The Little Book of Gucci is more than just a history of the brand, it is a journey through the evolution of fashion itself. With its lavish illustrations and detailed narrative, the book provides a comprehensive look at how Gucci has cemented its place in fashion history. Whether you are a fashion enthusiast or simply someone who appreciates the art of luxury, the story of Gucci is a tale of vision, creativity, and enduring elegance. As you delve into the pages of this book, you are not just reading about a brand, you are experiencing the essence of Italian luxury and the visionary looks that have made Gucci an icon. The Little Book of Gucci is a testament to the power of innovation, family legacy, and the unwavering commitment to excellence that defines this historic yet flourishing house.